My name is Yet, and I'm doing this walking tour with my mother, Irene. We're starting at 7457 Rusk at 75th in the East End. 7457 Rusk is a red and white house that belongs to my grandmother that both I was raised in, as well as my mom.
At the corner of 75th and Rusk.
Yes. So we're on the house side facing the edge of Mason Park.
Baseball field.
There's a baseball field right here, and now we're going to quickly run across the street.
Oh, really?
Wait, not yet.
It's a busy intersection.
So it's about 6:30 in the evening. Yeah, about 6:40 in the evening. So the streets are really busy right now. My grandmother's dog is barking. Lots of cars are coming through. Across the street from my grandmother's house. Ooh, now we're running. Okay, we're walking. So this park is really cool. Literally across the street from my grandmother's house, here off of 75th and Rusk, yes. This park used to have blueberries, wild blackberries, and raspberries that we used to pick when we were little. Across the street from my grandmother, also across the street from the park, there's a Yerbería Azteca, which used to belong to a woman named Carmen. And, Mom, you wanted to say something about this grassy knoll by Grandma's house.
Yeah. Right here, when you could say I was about 8 or 9, we used to, before it had a fence, now it has a fence around the house, but before that, when I was a real young kid, we used to slide down with our cardboards facing onto 75th, just sliding down, which was a lot of fun with the neighborhood kids. Back then, I don't know how we did it, but with these cars passing as fast as they do, but we all had fun, and we were going back up and down, and we'd get on the tracks, and we'd be putting rocks on the railroads tracks, and it was all so much fun, and we used to put out tents and spend the night outside, you know, and camp outside, you call it, and we'd say all these ghost stories along with the neighborhood kids, and it would just be so much fun. And I remember also when I was a small and young, around 8 or 9, my grandpa used to come from the overpass onto the tracks, and he'd have this little bag full of candy, and that would be my mom's dad. So I got to know him.
Oh, I didn't know that you met your mom. I didn't know you met grandma's dad.
Yeah, he was the only grandparent that I met. And we looked so much forward to seeing him when he'd come, and we'd run up to him and hug him, and he'd be on his way here to the house, you know, and so we always looked forward to seeing him, and we'd always be on the tracks waiting for him to come.
And so speaking of that, we're actually walking. We're now on 75th. We were on Rust, crossed the street towards the park, and now we are moving to our left. I'm not sure what direction this is, but towards the railroad tracks. And so these are the railroad tracks that go behind my grandmother's house. Typically, when we were little, we would always go over this, what is this, Mom? A little tunnel?
Yeah.
This little tunnel. We're walking under the railroad tracks. And man, when I was little, this used to smell like pee, and it doesn't smell like pee anymore. I really thought it was going to smell like pee, and it used to stink really bad, and we would go over the tracks, over the bridge, but my mom and I just walked through this green bridge under the tracks. So now, we're just going to continue along 75th. We're now walking towards Harrisburg, and we're coming upon this really funny store called Circle Y on our right. And I always thought it was really hilarious that there was a Circle Y, because there were always Circle K's, and to have a Circle Y in our neighborhood was just weird to me. When I was little, my mom would always drive me to school, because I went to a Vanguard school that was outside of this neighborhood, and I would always go here and get Funyuns. That's my memory of this store.
So, as we came from underneath the bridge, crossing from my mom's house, this little store, which is now called Y, Circle Y, Never heard of that one, but it used to be called Herman's back then when I was a small young girl. And I used to come and buy my dad his Lucky Strike cigarettes, which they call Lucky Strikes, and then at times Camels, you know. And back then, of course, you know, they sold them to children, I suppose, you know, because I sure got them. And it was all good. Dad didn't have to worry about me, so I just come and buy them for him. And also there's a washateria in the back beside the store where it's always been, and there used to be like a bar at the corner of the little strip there where the washateria is. And then also now as we're passing the store, there used to be right here at the corner Mr. Key Station.
What corner?
Know, right here.
So this is the corner Capitol and 75th.
As far as my memory goes, it used to be called Mr. Key. And Yvonne, as you can see there, it says Shape of the Key there.
Yeah, the sign is still here, but now there's a Munoz Tire Service here. But
right.
It's really funny because the key that my mom is talking about, I guess this key shop that used to be here, is still here with tires all over it.
Correct. Also, across from the tire service station, there's a church that has always been here at the corner of 75th and Capitol. As far as my recollection, it was a Methodist, I believe, back then when I was little. And
now it says Park Memorial Church. And so we're now crossing over Capitol and 75th, walking towards Harrisburg, just looking around. This to our left, across from the church, there is this El Regio. Is that how you say it? El Regio Auto Upholstery, and I've always remembered that being there. And it's an interesting looking little shop. There's an interesting looking little man sitting there right now. And it's actually really fun. I don't think I've ever walked this street before. I know that when I was little, I used to ride my bike up and down the street with my cousin and brother, which is why I chose this as my walking tour. And I remember one time when I was young, really wanting to ride the bus for the first time, and my mom took me to the public library, and right around here is where the bus dropped us off and we walked home. Isn't that right?
Yeah, Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on Harrisburg. Right there at Harrisburg and 75th, I think if I remember correctly, there was a, I'm hoping that if I remember correctly, there was a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah,
back then.
It's a Church's now.
Well, there's a Church's now, but the Kentucky Fried Chicken is no longer there. And there used to be I want to say similar to a dollar store. It was a pharmacy, but at the same time, there were all kinds of neat stuff in there where we used to go in there and buy all kinds of things. It was like a variety store.
Is that the shop? What you're talking about, is that the shopping center on our right that we're walking up?
Yes, right here at Harrisburg and 75th at the corner on the right-hand side. And also across from the churches right here on the Harrisburg, there's a Parkview Hospital back then,
What do you think it is now? Is that building?
Well, I think now it says Parkview Professional Building, but after the hospital, it became a clinic, I believe, and your grandmother used to work there when it was a hospital.
I remember that somebody in the family worked there, but for some reason I thought it was you.
No, not me, but your grandmother used to work there, and she used to walk home.
I also want to mention that right now, we haven't quite made it to Harrisburg, but right now we are at this Aikido studio. It's called Hap Keto, and I just think it's really funny because there's this picture of this Ninja Turtles and this really like crappily homemade sign that says karate, and I just think that that's really funny.
Do you remember me bringing you here?
Yeah, I remember you bringing me to the Parkview, to that. Yeah, I remember going there as a child. Yeah. I wonder if it's still open.
I don't think it even exists anymore. As a matter of fact, it looks closed and abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
See, broken into.
So one of the reasons that I chose my mom to do this walking tour with me is because we started at my grandmother's house, and we both grew up there. And so my recollection of this walking of these streets is from a different generation than my mom's recollection. Okay, so I think, if I remember correctly, that this... So, let me see, where am I? We're at Harrisburg and 75th, and now I'm looking across the street from the Parkview Professional Building. There is this big sign that says for sale lease, and another sign that says signs, graficas, digitales, and there's a quinceañera store, and I'm pretty sure that in one of these buildings, I got a fake ID when I was 15 in the back. My mom doesn't want to admit it, but I think that in one of these, at 7502-ish Harrisburg, is about where I got a fake ID at the age of 14. So now we're at the light at 75th and Harrisburg. It's very cool because you can see downtown, downtown on one end, and you can see, is that the ship channel?
Yeah.
You can see the ship channel on the other end. And we're about to cross the street. Crossing the street, there's an Advanced Auto Parts on our right. We now have arrived to this church's chicken that we were talking about on the left. Yeah. That Harrisburg Optical sign down the street, that looks old.
Been there forever. That mm-hmm. optical, mm-hmm. that's where I think I took your grandma there back years ago, and it still exists as we speak. It's right across from the church's chicken right here on Harrisburg.
That's cool. We'll let you chat as we walk.
Okay, so here we are. Is it recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
Here we are walking down 75th, and there's Days of Allah. Days of Allah on our left. Or maybe it's not Days of Allah. I don't know what. It's new
an elementary school.
Elementary school. And then there's a pipe bender's place that I remember when I was young, walking through here, passing through here with my mother and my dad. Another building has been demolished. I don't see it. But there's been a lot of upgrades passing through here. A lot of busy cars passing through here. There's insurance places, pawn shops, a lot of things around here that are close together.
We just walked over an old railroad track that no longer holds railroads.
Yeah, and so we're just walking here, and a lot of cars passing us by, and there's actually a
it looks like there was a building here. We're literally across the street from this elementary school that my mom thinks is Days of Allah, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
And just kind of looking off into the distance at all these different buildings.
Yeah, there's a lot of new buildings. So, let me see. I'm trying to think of that place over there. So, anyway, I used to walk through here. I think I walked with Yvonne and Isaac when they were small and little Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
We used to come down here and go to Memo's.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
That's where they sold snow cones, and it's also a record store.
It's also the destination of this walking tour.
That's right. And that was always a fun place. It was a place that we could go and relax, listen to some music, looking through the record shop. And right before leaving, we could get our snow cones there. It was always a treat for all of us, you know. So here we are reaching Sherman Street, and now there's what's here?
Oh no.
Anyway, we're approaching a place called Chicano. It's a place of the multi-centers.
Where's
place.
That?
It's right here on the right-hand side.
It's called Chicano's?
Yeah, it's called Chicano Place. It's a multi-service place where people can go there for, you know, food, if they needed food or they needed help.
Oh, that?
Mm-hmm. They needed help or assistance with you know, electricity or, you know, just emergency money or, you know, just things of that nature, you know. There's always a place here where they can come to and they can rely on them to get some help, you know. People that don't understand their bills or they believe they are way over their, you know, where they can't afford to pay, they come here and these people will make the phone calls or, you know, help them.
And so where is that, Mom? Is that like this
right
building
here
that we've passed? So there's like some building called Tony's, which is looks like it's a bar ice house. So it looks like the Chicanos is right behind it.
Chicano Center.
So that's between Sherman, I think, and Avenue E, because mm-hmm. that's what we're coming upon, Avenue E. It's interesting because there are certain things that I remember about this neighborhood growing up in it, and then certain things that are like totally new to me, because I don't ever really come out, at least I never walk through here. Oh, okay. It's called Community Family Center, Centros Familiares de la Comunidad. That's Chicanos. But I guess back in the day it was called Chicanos. And looks like it's located right here off of Avenue E, which is what we're crossing.
Yeah. Now, the police station on the opposite side, which is what was that?
I think it was Sherman.
Sherman is the police section. They got a subdivision. They got a little center in there where they have their offices and stuff. So if one needs assistance or want to talk to them for, you know, for whatever reason, they're located right there by the community center.
So I'm excited because we're almost to our destination, which is Memo's Record Store. We are still on 75th, surrounded by parking lots of cars and another parking lot with no cars. And almost to Canal.
Yeah, there used to be a produce right here at the corner of Canal and 75th. We haven't arrived there yet, but we shall see if it's still there or not. And then the opposite side of where I'm thinking there's a produce market, there is Memo's. And Memo's has been there forever. And right across the street from Memo's, of course, we're talking about Canal and 75th, is a Conoco station, which has been there forever. Also, that's where your grandmother used to go and get her sandwich and drink before heading to work, Yvonne.
Cool.
So it's very popular there for anybody on the go and just stop by and pick up what they need and put gas as well. You know?
So, Mom, do you have any interesting stories about Memo's?
Memo's, well, that's always been a big hit with us kids, with, you know, bringing y'all over here. I mean, it looks like all Magnolia comes over here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you get in line, and the funny thing is that my nephew, Oscar, mm-hmm. I remember back when he wanted a snow cone with various flavors, you know.
Before we knew how to speak Spanish.
He would call it, of course, and I believe they understood, but it's all the same. But he used to say he wanted a raspa with, that was a rambiollo, you know, which meant, you know, multicolors, you know, flavors, and, you know, within the ice. So that was pretty good. And then here also, Yvonne, do you remember, if this is where we heard La Mochila Azul?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
By
which is
Pedrito
my favorite
Fernandez?
Childhood song,
yeah.
By Pedrito Fernandez.
That's right.
So we're going to cross the street now. We're going to cross Canal. No, we're not going to cross Canal. Let's cross Canal, actually.
Okay.
We're going to cross
Canal.
Go.
Okay, and so we're here where I thought was a produce market. It's no longer a produce place. It's a tire service station place.
It's called Juan's TV Repair.
That's right. And so they do all kinds of things as far as TV repairs. And
now we're crossing 75th to go to Memo's Record Shop number 1.
There you go. This is always fun. It was a big hit with the kids and myself, and it was just so much fun. But Yvonne, where is the rainbow? Where is the snow cone place now?
Oh, okay. So this is really funny. So my mom was saying a story earlier about my cousin. And so we used to ride our bikes here from 7457 Rusk, where we started. We used to ride our bikes out here because we would get permission. We were very young, like maybe I might have been like 7 or 8. No, my cousin had to be like 8, so I had to be like, I don't know, 6 or something. My little brother would be like 4 or 5. And none of us spoke Spanish. And so my cousin, being the eldest, would do all the ordering, and how he would order our snow cones in Spanish was by adding an O to the end of words. So my mom said earlier that he would get Rainbow-io was because I always wanted rainbow. And so he would ask for a Rainbow-io or a Strawberry-io for my brother, or a snow cone, a raspa. Anyway, so the raspa is no longer here. We're looking at Memo's record store, and all the way to the right, if you're facing the record shop, all the way to the right used to be the refresqueria, where you would get the raspas. And now, I mean, it no longer exists. Now, across the street, there's a Tampico, which you can get a refresqueria. Which is a refresqueria, and you can get a snow cone or elote, something like that there. Let's see what else. Another good story I have about Memos is there's a Japanese artist named Kaiji Hino, and David Dove of Nameless Sound was taking him around to buy music in all the, like, joint stores, you know, the Indian music stores, et cetera, et cetera, and he really wanted to hear Mexican music, and so this is where he ended up bringing Kaiji Hino, who's, like, a famous noise musician from Japan, and anyway, I think that's a good story. So I guess that this concludes our walking tour, unless, Mom, you have anything else you'd like to say.
Oh, just to mention that Days of Olive is, like, right down the street from where we're standing. And I see that the apartments going down Canal are still there from back when. So they're still standing there, so it's still around. And down at the other side, going down Canal toward downtown, is the Franklin School where my mother worked, where Yvonne's grandmother worked. So all in all, it's just treasured memories. And so here we are, just a lot of people going about their business.
And so if this is De Zavala continuing on 75th towards wherever, I don't even know what direction that is, away from downtown.
That's going toward navigation.
So going towards navigation is De Zavala. So I don't know what elementary school it is that we passed earlier. Maybe we'll find out. It must be a new school. It has a spark. So, yeah, thank you for listening to our walking tour. And let's see, again, this ends at 703 North 75th Street, which is Memo's Record Shop. Thank you. This has been Yet and my mom,
Irene,
signing off.